Maine Democrat Governor Janet Mills demands ICE out, end to deportations. By Warner Todd Houston on January 25, 2026. Maine's Democrat Governor, Janet Mills, is demanding a meeting with President Trump by using the shooting by immigration agents in Minnesota to highlight her anti-ICE stance. Mills posted her letter to President Trump on her social media, in which she demanded the federal government stop enforcing federal immigration laws in her state. Watch, leftist activists in Minneapolis, fight back against ICE. In response to federal agents killing another person in Minnesota, I have requested a meeting with the President of the United States and demanded that his administration immediately withdraw ICE agents from Maine, she wrote. She attached her letter to the President, in which decries the weaponization of federal law enforcement. In response to federal agents killing another person in Minnesota, I have requested a meeting with the President of the United States and demanded that his administration immediately withdraw ICE agents from Maine. My statement, pic.twitter.com/ccllzmcdnq. Governor Janet Mills, at @GovJanetMills, January 24, 2026. The governor's January 24 letter states, I am appalled and heartbroken by reports of yet another killing at the hands of federal immigration agents. President Trump and Secretary Noem's weaponization of federal law enforcement against the people they are meant to serve is not only a grave violation of the Constitution, but a threat to the lives of law-abiding people in the cities and states they seek to occupy, including Maine. As governor, I am requesting that the President of the United States meet with me so that I can demand in person that his administration withdraw these untrained and reckless ICE agents in Maine and across the country who are stoking fear in communities, arresting illegally present people, including law enforcement officials, and who pose a grave threat to public safety. I call on Congress to immediately bring Secretary Noem before them for a public hearing and cut off any further funding for ICE until their lawless tactics and dangerous behavior cease. I am proud of Maine people for standing up in peaceful protest across our state, and I continue to encourage peaceful protest as we show the world that we will always stand up for our values, support for the rule of law, due process, compassion, integrity, and justice. Mills has thus far been wholly ineffectual in her attempts to put a stop to Immigration and Customs Enforcement's recent Operation Catch of the Day that was launched in Maine on January 21. But like many other Democrat governors, she has attempted to use ICE operations to grandstand on her pro-illegal migrant bona fides with constant calls for the federal government to cease enforcing federal laws. Further, in December, Mills gave her approval for a state law that would ban police from working with federal law enforcement. That law has not yet taken effect. The Department of Homeland Security, DHS, reported that in the first few hours four dangerous criminals were taken into custody, including Dominic Ali, a kidnapper and violent offender from Sudan, Ethiopian national Ambessa Berga, wanted on assault and drug charges, Elmara Correa, a woman from Angola wanted for endangering a child, and Guatemalan Danny Lopez Cortes, who has convictions for drunk driving. DHS also reported arresting more than 100 people on its target list of about 1,400 criminal illegals in Maine. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social @WarnerToddHouston, or @X/Twitter @WTHouston.